I don't know about y'all, but I thought there were some high points and some low points on, you know, SmackDown on Friday night. Some good things, some bad things. The Scarlet looked good, but I'll discuss it all after a quick word for our friends and anchor. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you had a good week. I want to start out saying, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, hit the share button, put it on your socials. It takes a few seconds. Helps me out immensely. I'll put a smile on this motherfucking face. Use some of those right now. But there are some decent stuff that happened in the world of wrestling on Friday. There was a lot of dumb shit to get to. Don't worry, SmackDown and then AEW, what they get their own individual shows because, well, that's the way it should be. Unless they're both doing great things together, there's no point in having a high point. And then, but starting off with the Bloodline, Sammy, the Usos, all them Terrence, shit up by the announce desk and doing all that again. It's cool every once in a while, but now, we see it in Raw, we see it on SmackDown, I see it all the time, I don't know how many times they could beat that to death, but, rumors, we've all seen the rumors, I'm sure, about what they're possibly going to do because of it, only time will tell, but I will say, the good thing about after that is when his music hit, is because I normally don't get to watch it live, just because, how life works out, I love it when I do, but when I don't get to watch it live, literally the second his music hits, I could sit there and I fast forward through at least 4 minutes or so of show before anyone says anything or does anything, which we're trying to catch up on it quick and get through the commercials and everything you don't have to see, knowing that his entrance takes 9.5 years. It's pretty fantastic, but I enjoyed the sitting, man. It was good to see Roman angry again and going off on Sammy again. Sammy's face the whole time selling it, just that sad, beaten, depressed puppy. He's killing it. They've been doing it really well. God bless KO. And, they finally made it official that him and, Roman are going to go at it at the Royal Rumble. Too bad they ruined it because no one can just shut the fuck up for more than 10 seconds. That's the biggest problem in the world right now. Why are there more surprises? Why don't people ever just shut the hell up and let things wait until they happen? You would not have to worry about not being surprised because everything would be a surprise then. But people don't know how to shut up. But if you haven't watched what they did in, the Thunderdome era, the matches they had all the way down to the last man standing again, minus that handcuff key thing with, the referee just stopping instead of Paul hitting the referee, just give him a little something till he gets done, All of it was gold, though, even with that one little spot sucking, like they tore the house down. If you did not witness any of it, go on Peacock. I know how difficult that could be at times, even when it's plugged directly into the damn router. Might add, everything else works perfectly fine, whether it's on the router or not. Peacock's just sketchy as fuck. But, that being said, it's still on there. Go back and watch the stuff that, Roman and KO did, because they tore that. They absolutely tore the house down. That was super entertaining. They put together great stories and drug it out and didn't feel like it was drug out. And they just actually kept getting better, in my opinion. My main event to the comment section. Whether you're listening to this or watching, there's a comment section. See the name of the show? That's where you find me. On Facebook, where I share all the links you can comment on. You go on Wrestling Ski on Twitter, you can find me and find the links and comment. Hell, you go on Anchor, you can leave me a voice message. If you go on Anchor, you can leave a voice message. And I can play it back even on the show. So you can tell me how you feel. Ergo, no one's done that. But that's a capability. But I thought they tore the place down. I thought it was really good. And apparently the little baby cat agrees because there she is starting again. But that was a really good highlight. Sadly, Santos Escobar, all Legado defeating Kofi with Xavier there. Shocker. Just another true waste because we all knew what was going to happen beforehand. And not even that, it wasn't a fantastic match. It's just, you already knew exactly all the stupid spots he was going to destroy. You knew all that was going to happen. And it took away from it. And you know, some kind of disqualification or something would have been fine, especially with them, yeah, as NXT tag champs. But, you know, again, it's just they have a lot of that on SmackDown Raw now. It's only, oh, and I have a problem with that because it's kind of like AEW in a way. Argue with me all you want. When you look at it and you go, they're going to get involved, they're going to distract it. And you know exactly what's going to happen. It kind of sucks. Cross and Scarlett defeated Madcap Moss and Emma. And if Michael Cole could stop saying the budding relationship in weeks between Emma and Mad, like we all know. Like we've known since well before she came back. Let's stop playing stupid and just get on with it. But I will say that Scarlett looked phenomenal, quite cheeky out there. And then it was, you know, half decent in the ring, I suppose, for how much time she had and how much she hasn't been in the ring, you know, in there. So notice what I did there. Looks phenomenal out there and half decent in the ring. Everyone freaks out and said that I was, said that she was fantastic. No, she looked phenomenal out there. And again, was half decent in the ring. Cross and Ray thing, I mean, again, it's just there's so much more he could have done, and they put it to Ray, and then Ray still has the stupid Dominic thing going on all the time. And I'm holding out hope, but not really feeling it. Sorry. You know, I mean, how high I was on him, it's just been one of those, and I think there are much better things that could have went down than that. So, and then Ray, again, especially as Ray's still dealing with the stupid that is the whole Dominic Mysterio thing, which I was hoping that was going to be put to bed and dead a long time ago, but here we all are. Probably going to get, you know, drug out, and we're going to see more stupid tonight because it's Monday night. So looking forward to that level of dumb. But, yeah, hopefully it gets good. You know, better. I don't know what it is. Like, the mystique and all that about him. Like, he had this whole thing going. Him and Scarlett were good down NXT. Like, he was over like Rover. And then, again, he came up to the main roster. No Scarlett. Lost to Jeff Hardy as fast as he did. And, you know, after that, then the helmet thing. Like, it just, I don't know. It's not mixing as well as it was then. Again, we all probably remember the helmet, but there's just something, I don't know, tell me what you think it is, but I still think he has it. It's just, it's something just doesn't feel the same. I don't know what it is, but we all know that match was going to happen. I'm just going to say thank you to the WWE Universe, because you know how bad it was with Ronda and her skills, whether we're talking about in the ring, on the mic, anything. You know how bad it is, and it's all summed up very nicely. Puts a bow on everything for everything we've been saying when you're legitimately getting a thank you, Charlotte champ. I haven't seen her in forever. We all know where she is. Gets a 14 title range, boom, she's there. And we're getting thank you, Charlotte champs. That sums up how bad Ronda's whole thing was. And I don't understand why they put the title back on her after Liv. We all know they're probably going to, but it, you know, it's just dumb. So you know what? Thank you, Charlotte. I'm just agreeing with them. I'm not saying it myself. Yeah, it's in myself. I'm just going to go along with them. Like people do in the crowd, not really my thing, but we'll see what they do with Ronda. Hopefully that means it's, you know, done. We all see her in the title picture, even though I'm not holding out hope that, you know, she's not going to be back in the title picture somehow. You know, I think it's going to be dumb. And then another thing that's dumb, Ricochet defeating Top Dollar in a Royal Rumble qualifying match, maybe 4 minutes. And then the ass-whooping after from Hit Row to Ricochet before Strowman made the save was longer than the match. But I will say that where Hit Row is since debuting, like, it's not working, it's not hitting. They had to do something. No one can deny that they had to do something because it just wasn't working at all. And sadly, everyone's like, oh, they were a thing before Swerve. Yeah, and look how big they were before Swerve joined compared to when he was there and what they did. And they got up to the main roster. And again, look where he is now, even though he has that Tom McDonald looking dude. And, you know, Parker, who keeps getting new groups and gimmicks, but all the time. But without him, they're right back to where they were, you know, before him, which isn't really good. So maybe this heel turn will be a good thing. We'll see what they do with it. I just haven't thought that it's really hit. Like, there is good excitement there for a little bit, but it's just a ugh. And again, Swerve was the guy. Just argue with me all you want on that one, too. Look where they were without him. Look where they were with him. look where they are without him again. Enough said. It's just not working. So we'll see what comes of, you know, Ricochet and Strowman with them. But if this doesn't work, sadly, I don't see them being around really all that long, because it's just, or, you know, at least together, it's just not working this time. And the few things that I did like, again, were Swerve, really, and now he's not there. So that sucks. But what doesn't suck, Sammy and Roman shit. That was good as usual. The apology, all that. And I must say thank you to everyone making the memes. All the memes of Jay's faces turning around looking after he apologized to him because he shouldn't talk to him like that. And we all remember how Roman was berating Jay when it all started way back when, the whole tribal chief thing. If you didn't, if you haven't seen it, go. I mean, he was just chewing him all sorts of indifferently. So, while having garbage days, you know, kinds of things I'm dealing with, all the people that make those memes and share them, thank you, because that smile was good. And then the tag title match, we all knew the Usos were going to win. The shenanigans were kept to a minimum for what they could have been. Yeah. Here comes Solo getting involved. Then here's the Brutes. And then, you know, all that normal stuff. You know, false finishes, great story, kicking out. Like, just this guy breaking it up, that guy breaking it up. They did a really good job putting all that together, regardless how you feel about the outcome or if the, you know, bloodline's been, you know, bled dry and drug out for this long. But that was a great match. And again, false finishes, left, right, and indifferently. And they told a good story. And shout out to Wade Barrett, Stu Bennett, whatever the hell we're all going to call him, saying the tribal chief, don't eat popcorn when you see Sammy and, you know, Paul back there. And then, of course, we come back the next time they show them, and all of them have popcorn in their hands. So whoever was listening to that, kudos to that whole entire thing working out. I don't remember if Roman even ate any of the popcorn, but good job on that. And then Roman's reaction on his face to Sammy's just ridiculous reaction, which, again, Sammy's on fire. He deserves something big. When this all comes to an end, he better get something really big out of it. Because, damn it, he, like, the bloodline was bled dry, and he brought life into it and is saving it and is carrying it through. So, shout out to Sami Zayn. Again, you can tell me I'm an asshole, but look at the bloodline then. Look at him now. Well, at least it gave us, you know, entertainment and more value to that. But overall, again, not a bad night. It was just a bunch of, we saw that coming, and again, stuff that needed to happen, stuff that should happen. The first segment was good. Again, the first match was good. It was just, who didn't see it coming? There was so much of that. While things have gotten better, we still have so much of that, which is, yeah, really depressing. But, you know, KO and Roman should be great. Again, KO and, if you haven't seen KO and Roman stuff from the Thunderdome, find it, watch it. It's fantastic. And hopefully KO and Sammy or something later for the tag titles. Just something down the road. Sammy deserves a really big payoff. And if it starts the tag title, so be it. But see if it sticks with Hit Row, because, again, it sucks. Hasn't hit the mark since they returned. Hasn't had, you know, the oomph and the gusto and everything that they were all looking for and expecting. And again, you can hate me, but look where they were before Swerve. Look where they were with Swerve. Look where they are without him again. You know, there's just something that he brought to it that added to it. It gave him legitimacy and made people want to watch it and entertaining. And again, the thank you, Charlotte Chan. I never thought I'd hear one of those, you know, in my life or where she normally is. But good job for her. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, take 3 seconds to share it out. It helps out immensely, and I'd love to see the numbers go up. Don't forget, YouTube, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all that. And deuces. I'm out.